how do we get to the place where, you know, Putin decides he's going to just invade Russia? Nothing like this has happened since World War II.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. So I'm going to start the show by asking a simple question. Let's pull out our worldwide apocalypse and end of the world bingo card. And for those of you who had maniacal killing demon escapes its stone entombment after 1,000 years, raise your hands because you win this week. Because as if the world wasn't going through enough, we've got Russia, we've got worries about China, North Korea, Iran, inflation is skyrocketing. As if none of that was enough, people are concerned about that a wicked demon who has been imprisoned in Iraq for over 1,000 years is now on the loose. Now, after centuries of confinement in this rock, the so-called killing stone that held the malicious spirit at bay has broken and shattered in two. And this is making believers, they're going into a state of panic in Japan. Now, according to Japanese folklore, anybody who comes into touch with the rock will die as a result. Tamomo no Mei, also known as the nine-tailed fox, is said to live on the volcanic rock, which is formerly known as Sesshoshenki in Japan mythology. The demon is said to have appeared in the form of a beautiful lady who allegedly involved in the plan to assassinate Emperor Toba, who reigned over Japan from 1107 until 1123. Now this rock, which lies in the rocky and mountainous northern area of Tochigi, which is close to Tokyo, is something of a tourism magnet, but people are now afraid to go there. Some people believe that the wicked spirit may have been revived and will now inflict evil on the world once again. Okay, how long has he been out? Because if that's true, he's been doing a good job of it. Local reports suggest the rock actually started cracking a couple years ago, likely due to rain. So here we are, living in 2022. We're going through and finishing up the quote-unquote pandemic that ruined lives and destroyed households and businesses and just ruined so many people's and families' lives. We move from that into the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which could be the start of a World War III, or at least a major war in Europe. Now we have to worry about China invading Taiwan, North Korea lobbing ICBMs all over the planet. The Iranian deal is back on the table, so Iran can have nuclear weapons. And then we have this. When does it end? What is there a demon in this rock? I have no clue. It's Japanese folklore. In this day and age, nothing to me is out of the question. If they say there's a demon in the rock and it escaped, why not? With everything else that's happened in the world, why not say this is going to happen? So what's he going to do? Is he going to terrorize Japan or is he going to terrorize the world? How did they get him entombed in that rock? Well, it's not said. But, as I say, and I think everybody here listening can agree with what we've been going through the last two and a half years, anything's possible. I would not be shocked if Godzilla just walked out of the ocean and started ransacking Tokyo. I'd be like, yeah. Okay, I can see that happening. I guess I should have expected that. At this point in time in everybody's lives, these things are, you just don't know what to expect next. I mean, here in the United States, over this summer, they are telling everybody on the East Coast, all the way up and down the East Coast of America, they're telling them to expect, via the air, large, venomous, non-indigenous spiders to arrive, set up roots, and disrupt the whole ecosystem of the eastern United States. Can you picture this? I picture it. I've seen the video of the Russian paratroopers paratrooping or parachuting into Ukraine. I kind of think of that. You're outside playing in the yard with the kids. It's a beautiful day, and all of a sudden you look up, and here comes large, venomous, non-indigenous spiders falling out of the sky. I mean, what? When would that happen other than 2022, honestly? Because, again, at this point, they could say, be aware of large octopi falling from the sky, attaching to your face, dropping their eggs into your stomach, and then creating a super race of octopi-human hybrids. And I wouldn't be surprised. Nothing in this day and age surprises me. It takes a lot. And I'm trying to think if there's anything that I went, whoa, that was shocking. Because everything now, I'm like, yep, that's about par for the course. So if you see a Japanese demon kind of brushing off some stone off of him, yeah, run, because apparently he's here to cause no good. He's here to cause harm across the planet, and obviously he's doing a pretty good job of it because this world is in chaos right now. And with that being said, we will again talk about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. We're going to talk about the ramifications. What is it going to lead to? Because this is a warning to us all that this is going to get ugly. I firmly believe this because of our administration and their lack let's just call it what it is. Their lack of knowing what to do in any given situation. And it's not just Joe Biden. It's the whole Democrat Party. They have no clue. They are at a loss. We'll get into that and much, much more on this episode of The Paranormal Patriot. You need to sit back. You need to try and relax and open that mind. Because when we come back, I'm dropping reality, and it's not a fun reality. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back. Give yourself the time. To put things in right. Even the spots of the sun. The stuff of nightmares. Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crimes. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. From what you told me, maybe you want me all alone. But it's all you show me, I ain't the only one that be giving you love. I know I say I'm open to doing what we say is okay. A place to escape, erase all the pain. Taking off your chain, saying not to wait. Grabbing on my face, yeah, I say I don't mind. Telling myself I'm not. Okay, now before I start this segment of the show, I do want to preface it by warning you. I'm going to give you some thoughts and opinions on my end that are terrifying, scary, and more importantly, probably going to come true. I'm going to talk about not only the Ukraine invasion, but why are they invading Ukraine? This falls right in to the one world government, the Great Reset's plans A little while back, I did a show revolving around COVID and the Great Reset. And I detailed the plans and how you can follow all the lines and you can follow the leads and you can follow the money to determine that COVID is part of the Great Reset. Because it terrified and demoralized the entire population of the world. Well, the majority of us. I wasn't terrified or demoralized. I was scared when I thought I was dying, but that's over with. I'm going to die. We're all dying from the second we're born. But it showed, it proved to the government that there is half of the public that is naive and ignorant, and they will do anything the government tells them, including not only taking one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but five or more unproven, quote-unquote, vaccines. And these vaccines have been proven to be causing mass physical, emotional, mental injuries, and death. And they don't want to hear about it. Those ignorant and those naive people, they don't want to hear about it. And part of me says, it's because they know they got duped. And they don't want to be reminded of how they got duped. And especially from somebody who wasn't duped. Somebody like me who has not received a vaccination. They look at me as the enemy. They look at you who are unvaccinated as the enemy. Because they look at it as, why didn't you fall for this? I think they know. I think the majority of these people, there are some of them that still just, hey, thank God I got my vaccine because when I got COVID, I would have been a lot sicker. I was sick, but I would have been a lot sicker, probably hospitalized. I could have died if I didn't have that vaccine. Or, let's turn it around. You could say to them, how do we know the vaccine didn't allow you to get as sick as you were? Maybe if you didn't get the vaccine, you wouldn't have been that sick at all. Because the proof is coming out that this vaccine is compromising immune systems. Karen from New Zealand, we're going to talk about this later in the show. She gave me some information, and I had a good friend of mine give me the same week, and then I was amazed. It's like, okay, I meant to talk about this. Information about a specific product in this vaccine that is horrific. They're putting it in there. So the COVID pandemic has just demoralized, and it's essentially shown everyone who they can trust and who they can't trust. And that goes for the vaccinated too, because the vaccinated, they can't trust us. Unvaccinated. So you know now, and I guess this is a good thing, you know now who will turn you in a time of crisis. You know, if we go into a Nazi Germany rounding up Jews type of situation in the world, you know who is going to turn you in. It's the same people that are driving alone in a car with their masks on. So let's move on to this quote-unquote climate change crisis. It has created a population that is just filled with anxiety and hysteria that how are we going to save the planet? The only way we can save the planet is to go green. Well, obviously going green is not working. Ask the people in Texas. Ask Germany. Germany went green, couldn't sustain it for 8 months. Now they're firing back up their coal power plants. The beauty in Germany is when they shut down their coal plants, they didn't kill them. They didn't raise them to the ground. Here in America, we shut them down and they're gone. So we have to start from new. The Biden administration is going all in on this green energy. This is the squad. These are the progressives. The Democrat Party has been overtaken by the progressives or the socialists who believe that green energy is the only way. Now, these are coming from people like John Kerry, AOC, that are flying all over the country using fossil fuels in their airplanes, in their airliners, their jet fuel, essentially. So it's hypocritical for them to say, hey, you know what? Nope, you can't use that car. That car guzzles gas. That's a fossil fuel. You have to use this electric car. While they traverse all over the planet with jet fuel. Now, I want to make something very, very clear to you, though. I am not against renewable energy. If we can do it, let's do it. But the problem is, now in this day and age, we can't do it. Our grid is not designed to charge the amount of electric cars that the government wants on the road. We here in America, we have more natural gas than anywhere else on the planet. Underneath our feet, in these United States of America, we have more oil than the entire Middle East that's untapped, that we are not using in any way, shape, or form. Instead of pushing a green agenda on us with a technology that is vastly inferior to fossil fuels, we can't do it. Wind, you can't rely on wind. Solar, up here in Michigan and Washington State, you can't rely on the sun for solar power. The wind turbines, you're at the mercy of the wind. If it's not windy, you're not getting power. And what do you do with these turbines after their 10 to 15-year lifespan? Bury them. How environmentally sound is that? That's lunacy. You take a product that takes fossil fuels to create. It has a lifespan. Once that lifespan is done, we have no way to dispose of it, so we just bury it into the earth and create more of a problem. Same thing with lithium. These lithium batteries in these vehicles, they have a lifespan. First off, to create a lithium battery, you have to strip the earth. Strip it clean. And then you have to use fossil fuels to create that battery. But on top of that, you have to use fossil fuels to charge that battery. And on top of that, once that battery is depleted, just like any other battery, after 5-10 years, it won't hold a charge anymore. Then what do you do? First off, these batteries are $15,000 to $20,000 a piece. What do you do with the old ones? They're burying them. Where is the logic in this? So until we can find a renewable energy that is not going to essentially do what we're trying, what the left is trying to avoid, pollute the planet, then we have to use fossil fuels. We have 400 to 500 years worth of oil and natural gas under our feet here in America. Use it now. Use that and then develop a renewable energy that is clean and pollutant-free and, more importantly, renewable, reusable. We can have the technology in 400 years. We can do that, I guarantee you. Hell, any one of my listeners that follow what Nikola Tesla did, he harnessed, quote-unquote, free energy, basically taking the ions and the electrons in the air around us and turning them into electricity, harboring what's around us, using what's around us for free energy. It's non-polluting, it's readily available, but the problem is it's free because that means anybody can use it. It's not any surprise that when Nikola Tesla died, the government came in and grabbed all his papers, and nobody knows what was in that paper, all his papers. We don't have any idea. The energy companies are not going to allow that. I guarantee you that. If we develop a new energy source, we will have to pay for it because nothing's free. I'm sorry. Nothing's free. But we have around us energy. If we could learn how to harness it, like Nikola Tesla did, all these problems would be gone. We wouldn't need fossil fuels. We wouldn't need wind turbines. We wouldn't need solar panels. We would just be able to harness the electricity that's essentially in the air, and we'd get it for free. We could charge batteries. Hey, hold your phone up with this special thing to bring in the electrons and the ions in the atmosphere. Hold that, put it on your phone, and there it's charging. Constantly charge phone. Constantly charge battery in your car. Constantly charge anything. You want to turn on a light? There's a light. Don't have to pay for it. But they're not going to let that information out. So in the meantime, we are stuck with $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon gas here in the States, and God only knows how much it is elsewhere around the world. And that's what leads me to the whole crux of this segment, the invasion of Ukraine. Now, before I begin this portion of this segment, I'm not saying that the invasion of Ukraine is not happening. But what I'm saying is, look, I spend at least 2 to 3 hours a day at work with the live feed in Ukraine on my phone. And I'll glance at it, watch it, see if anything's going on. If anybody has not done this, do it. Go to YouTube. Just type in Ukrainian live feed, Ukrainian city live feed, anything. There's nothing going on. There's apparently a curfew out, and there's people walking. You can see people walking the streets. You can see cars on the street. Granted, it's not as busy as I would expect a major European city to be, but there's people out there. And I've never been in a war zone, so I can only speak from my non-experience, but if there's Russians shelling the city and missiles going off, I wouldn't be in a car at all. And again, I'm not saying that the invasion isn't taking place. I'm not saying that people have not died. What I'm saying is this may be an example of an overhyped and oversensationalized conflict perpetuated by the media. At this time and place in our lives, is there one reason why we would believe anything the media has to say to us? I was at the gym the other day, and when at the gym we have, there's a row of TVs that you watch while you're on the elliptical, on the treadmill, on the Cybex, whatever. And they have multiple channels on. Well, the three that were in front of me, there was actually five. There's CNN, Fox News, ABC, NBC, and CBS Evening News that was on at the time. It was insane. I'm looking at these TVs, and CNN, ABC, NBC, and CBS, at the same time, were talking about the exact same thing. It didn't matter if the segment changed. They went to that. Fox News was the only one talking about something different. Now, the first thing that struck me as funny is, my God, CNN's not talking about Trump. What the hell's going on? But every single one of them were talking about the mass civilian casualties in Ukraine. And again, I get it. There's war going on there. But I look at these live feeds from these cities, these major cities in Ukraine. One of them was Chernobyl, which apparently the Russians have taken over, and there's nothing there. Nothing there. Kiev, nothing there. Kiev, whatever you want to call it. I grew up with it, Kiev. Now it's apparently called Kiev. Nothing. There's no explosions. There's people walking around. There's cars driving on the streets. I don't trust my media now. And this, I think, there is a conflict going on. Again, I can't reiterate the fact that there is a conflict going on because I don't want people to say, oh my God, Tom, you're denying the conflict's happening, and I bet you denied the Holocaust too. No. There is a conflict going on, but I don't think it's as bad as they say. Now, I cannot, and I want to reiterate, I cannot substantiate this claim, but a good friend of mine said he was watching a video that he found on some site. I don't remember what it was. I believe it was CNN was doing a live feed from Ukraine, and they had hundreds of body bags behind them, just showing the mass casualty event. And if you look, you can see one of these body bags moving and one of the guys in the body bag trying to cover himself back up. Again, it's just like COVID. How many times did we get pictures of hospitals in New York that were full to capacity or just in tatters from all the COVID patients, and then find out that was a hospital in Italy and that was a couple years ago? This is, we're being programmed or attempted to be programmed, and a lot of people are buying this. I've got loved ones, family members who are adamant that this is a horrible situation in Ukraine, that Russia has no business being there, that it's just, I'm crazy. I'm absolutely crazy for thinking how I do, where I even question it. I do. Again, I'm not saying that the conflict isn't happening. What I am saying is if the media has taught us anything these last couple years, it's that they give us no reason to believe anything they say. Now, they want us to believe everything they say. You know, they want us, and if you question them, they get offended. Well, why would I not question you after all the BS? You knew that the Russian dossier was a lie. You continued to roll with it even after you knew it was a lie. You knew that the COVID numbers were being fudged, but you continued with that lie even after the CDC, especially in Florida, announced or had to recalculate the COVID numbers and the COVID deaths in Florida. They inflated the numbers to make Florida look bad because Florida wasn't following the media and the government narrative. They weren't masking up. They weren't shutting down. So they wanted to make it look like, listen, look, Florida is out of control because they don't follow our recommendations. When the truth of the matter was, they were doing better than anyone because they just said, go about your life. We have people in this country and around the world that still follow the media. This is the same media that censored and deleted and banned a former president, a current president, Donald Trump, from social media, Twitter, but still allow Vladimir Putin to post on Twitter. The evil, indignant enemy of the planet, Vladimir Putin, he can still post on Twitter. Donald Trump can't. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you here? We are being manipulated. We are being programmed. I hate saying this over and over, but I feel I have to. I'm not denying that there's a crisis in Ukraine. I'm not denying that people died. I'm just telling you, I'm a little skeptical as to what exactly is going on. Do I believe that there are false flag incidences going on in Ukraine? There's a very good possibility of that. Do I believe that the Russians are targeting hospitals, mosques, maternity wards, apartment complexes? I don't know. Because honestly, what would that benefit the Russians other than demoralizing the Ukrainians, which it obviously hasn't done, but it would just condemn them in the eyes of the world, which essentially it already has. But how do we know that the Ukrainians aren't doing that to build up? It's a propaganda machine. Every country, the United States did a propaganda campaign in World War II, in Vietnam, in the Gulf War I and II. It's warfare. That's what happens. You know, I'm getting a lot more people contacting me and talking to me and telling me that, you know, Tom, I'm starting to believe that Putin, who is against the one world government, the new world order, he's against this great reset. He's actually going in there to take out these biolabs that are in Ukraine. Because these biolabs are going to be used for conventional warfare, non-conventional warfare, biological warfare. Kind of like the coronavirus was, the Wuhan virus. And the biggest thing that I noticed about all these people is one thing. They don't get their news from just the mainstream media. They branch off. You can't go to DuckDuckGo anymore because DuckDuckGo is now going to censor what they consider misleading and misinformation and put it either, not even put it on their search engine, or they're going to put it down on the bottom. And this, it blows my mind. This is the whole point of what DuckDuckGo stood for, is non-censorship in your privacy. So they have essentially just jumped the shark. They're done. Nobody's going to go to them. I've heard of a search engine called Brave that I'm going to start trying. But, I mean, this is the world we live in. The righteous, the freedom-loving DuckDuckGo, they have bowed to censorship in the cancel culture. And, you know, we're running out of places to get the truth. And that is a scary, scary situation. And that's why I say that this great reset is right on schedule. It's actually ahead of schedule now. It got put off for a couple years because of Donald Trump. And when Joe Biden got in there, they doubled down and they fast-tracked it. Everything you're seeing right now, from COVID to the gas prices to inflation to the mandatory jabs. This is all part of the Great Reset. And when I come back, I am going to detail for you what exactly, how I got to this point. We're going to detail that your life will not be yours in the very near future. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
I was alive, going down for the summer with my eyes open wide. God knows I tried. I can't get back the feeling of the very first time.
Hello, and welcome to the Ohio Hauntings and Legends podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me. There are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
You and I, can we make something beautiful? You and I, go whichever way the wind blows. You and I.
Alrighty, everybody. So, the Great Reset, I've talked about this numerous times. And essentially, in a nutshell, the Great Reset is the government will control every aspect of your life. According to Klaus Schwab, head of the IMF, the government will control everything and you will be happy for it. And I beg to differ on that. But, basically, as I say, the Great Reset is government control. If COVID hasn't taught us that the government can and will control every aspect of your life, nothing will. The government can tell you whether you can shop, whether you can drive, whether you can go out, whether you can have people over. They can tell you anything that they want, and over half of us, or half of us at least, will comply. The government said so. You know, it really amazes me how many people rely on their government. And I'm not just talking about here in the United States. I'm talking England. I'm talking France, Italy, Germany, Russia, Japan, you name it. Any country in the world. There are people out there that think that their government is there for them. And they're forgetting these immortal words by the great Ronald Reagan. Remember when he said this?
I think you all know that I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
He's exactly right. The government is not here to help you, especially in this day and age. It doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican or Labor Party or whatever party your country has. They're in it for themselves. They're in it for more power and more money. And if you get in the way, they'll just eliminate you. And those of us who are fighting back against this COVID vaccine and fighting back against mask mandates, we are the ones they want to get rid of. We are what they would call dissidents, or in this day and age, domestic terrorists. Why do you think all these parents at these school boards speaking out against mask mandates were considered domestic terrorists? Because that's how they look at us. And right now, they realize that they just can't go and start arresting people that speak out against the government. And that's where the social credit score comes in. I've talked about it before. The social credit score is basically how good of a person are you in the government's eyes. If the government views you as a good little citizen, well, then your social credit score goes up. But if you speak out against the government, if you walk into a building without a mask, or you're unvaccinated, Well, that lowers your social credit score and therefore can affect your ability to live life. You won't be able to travel. You can't get a loan for a house, can't get a loan for a car. That is how they're going to control us. But on top of that, if you've heard of the CBDC, the Central Bank Digital Currency, this is something that they are trying to push right now. They realize that they cannot control Bitcoin, Dogecoin, anything like that. They can't control that. So the central bank is going to try and start their own digital currency. The basic definition of the CBDC is the central bank digital currencies are digital tokens, which are similar to cryptocurrency, issued by the central bank. They are pegged to the value of that country's fiat currency. Right now, many countries are developing digital currencies, and some have even implemented them. Now, before you scoff at what I'm telling you, keep in mind, on March 9th, President Biden signed an executive order tasking various government agencies with developing frameworks and policy proposals for enhancing regulation and responsible development of digital currencies. The order includes an assessment of the infrastructure required to issue a United States central bank digital currency. That is a scary phrase for enhancing regulation and responsible development of digital currencies. If the central bank is able to develop a digital currency, and it's going to happen, it's coming. It's not a facade, it's not a pipe dream. Everything's going to go digital. The government at that point controls you. If you speak out against the government, they can just wipe your funds. They can freeze your account. Look at what happened in Canada with the Freedom Convoy. Many, many, many of those truckers, they had their accounts frozen. Can you imagine just wanting to stand up and be free, and the government who we elected that government. And here's the biggest problem with that right now. We should be the ones that determine how much power the government has. We've lost that. At this point, the government now determines how much power or how much freedom we have. Everything's ass backwards right now. But look at what they did to these truckers. They froze their accounts. So in the province of Quebec, if you have not received your COVID vaccine, you will be charged an extra tax. It's a health tax, and it is designed to pay for your medical expenses, your extra medical expenses, because you have not been vaccinated. And this is the kicker. This is the manipulation. The premier of Quebec, François Legault, he admitted that those who have been vaccinated, well, they've made some sacrifices, and they were owed this kind of measure. So those who bought into the hype, bought into get vaccinated and live your life as normal, nope, not going to live life as normal, get the vaccinated, you won't get COVID anymore. Well, you might get COVID, but it won't be as bad. Those who bought into the hype of a non-tested, non-vetted drug, they deserve this. While the 13% of Quebec people who didn't believe the hype, well, they pay for it. This is the manipulation. Even though this whole pandemic, we've been told, follow the science and the facts, science and facts, science and facts. Well, the science and facts are coming out that this vaccine is killing people, this vaccine is harming people, and this vaccine is horrific. We don't look at that. You can't look at that because that goes against the narrative. We were told, get the vaccine, drop the mask. You can go anywhere you want. There are still places in, there's a theater in the town I live that vaccinated and unvaccinated have different entrances. It blows my mind. It's like segregation all over again. If you're vaccinated, come on in. You're good. If you're unvaccinated, wear your mask and give me a negative COVID test. It's as if they don't realize that if you've been vaccinated, you can still get COVID. You can still spread COVID. They are completely avoiding the fact that those of us who have had COVID survived are much safer to be around than those who have had the vaccine. In the last segment of this show, I'm going to share with you some very disturbing information I received from a very well-respected, we'll call him a doctor. I mean, he's a vet, but listen, if you're a veterinarian, you know more than a doctor does because you have to know multiple nervous systems, blood flow systems. You have to know just not humans. And you learn about humans in vet school. So I got some information from this man and from one of my listeners, and you've got to hear it. But back to the Great Reset. This is what it's all about. This Russian invasion, this just opened the door. So now we have inflation going through the roof. We have gas prices going through the roof. And, you know, they're blaming it on this Russian invasion. Well, this was happening far before that. And I love the fact checkers on Facebook. You know, almost every other feed on my Facebook site is, you know, Trump's gas prices, Biden's gas prices. And then you have the fact checker come on there. Oh, this is the age-old political tool that you blame the administration that's currently in office for gas prices. Yes, we do. Why? Why do we not open the pipeline? So this past week, Biden shut off Russian oil. 10% of our oil comes from Russia, which blows my mind. Why do we even import any oil? But we do, because, you know, New Green Deal and everything. So that just raised the gas prices through the roof. 10% of our oil comes from Russia. 10%. And we rose almost a dollar in the past 2 weeks. Does that make sense to you? Do we not get any oil anywhere else? Yeah, we do. From Venezuela, from Iran. You know, we're trying to work out deals with our enemies. If this is not treason, I don't know what is. We are negotiating with our enemies when we have a solution right here in our country. Open the damn pipelines. But no, we're going to let Sleepy Joe come on TV and just spew out lie after lie after lie. And the press and half this country are just loving it. Biden, during one of his press conferences, said we are producing more oil now than we ever have in the history of this country. That is an outright lie. Right now, we are producing 11.4 million barrels a day. And the year before he took office, this country was producing 12.9 million barrels a day. And I've had some people say, that's not that big of a difference. That's 1.5 million barrels a day. A day. You don't think that's that big of a difference? And now Biden says, well, I can't do much right now to lower the soaring gas prices because Russia's responsible for it. No, this whole scenario was happening before Russia invaded. It starts at Joe Biden, goes to Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, filters down to Jen Psaki. I mean, Jen Psaki is standing up in front of the nation knowing that she's lying through her teeth. I don't know how that woman sleeps at night. I really don't. Knowing that you are contributing to the death of this country. But they don't seem to care because there's no plan. Our energy czar, energy director Jennifer Granholm, the failed governor of Michigan, who is now in charge of energy. She wanted the job with Obama, and Obama said, no, you're not qualified for it. But yeah, Biden will give it to her. She has no idea what she's doing. She was asked about the rising gas prices and what we can do. Instead of cackling this time, she just completely avoided the question. Walked right by, and all of her handlers got between her and the reporters. She won't answer questions now because she doesn't have the answer. When we know the answer is open the damn pipelines. The Democrats are saying, well, if we open the pipelines, that's not going to help anything. Really? Because when we were energy independent, our gas was at $2, $2.25. I will take that any day of the week in this day and age. Because right now in Michigan, I don't know. I know in California it's up to near $7, if not more, a gallon. We're at about $4.30 a gallon. And I've been talking. I spent a lot of time this week talking. We get a lot of truckers that come into work that work. We have a trucking company right down the road, and they bring their cars in. And I was talking to them. I'm like, at what point do you shut it down? Every single one of them said, it's getting pretty damn close. If it goes much higher, we're not going to make money to haul goods here and there. I want you to hear what I'm saying. The truckers are about ready to stop hauling goods. That is food. That is toiletries. That is fuel. You want to see a crisis on your hands? You know, I went into our local Meijer the other day in the frozen food section. It's 90% empty. You can't buy what you normally could. We are turning into Venezuela. I want you to know that. Some of you don't see it. Some of you do. We are turning into Venezuela. I refuse to let it happen without a fight. I love my cats and I love my dogs. I refuse to eat them for dinner. I'm sorry. Because that's what the people of Venezuela are resorting to right now, because they didn't heed the warnings. They gave up their guns. They gave up their rights because the government, they're here for us. No, they're not. And until we realize that the government only has power that we allow them to have, then we can take back this country, because we've given the government way too much power. And it is about time that we take back that power and give it to the people where it rightfully belongs. We are in the midst of the Great Reset. And 90% of us don't even know what's happening. Those of us who are in tune and know what is going on around us, we realize it. We see it. The problem is, what are we doing to stop it? How are we going to stop this? How are we going to stop the government from implementing a digital currency, which in turn will allow them to access to our accounts, to basically freeze us out of living? If we talk badly about the government, and don't think that this digital currency is not going to coincide with your social credit score. They are intertwined. They're one in the same. If our governments have their way, your social credit score will determine how much access you have to your digital currency. In other words, how much access you have to live free. This is all part of the plan. It's coming. It's a warning to every single one of us. Gas prices are rising. This was all part of the plan. Why? So we can be less dependent on fossil fuels. They don't want fossil fuels. That's what we've got. That is the ruling energy source on this planet today. You have 500 years to figure out another source. You can do it.
You can do it. You can do it all night long.
Thank you, Rob Schneider. You can. You can do it. But we need more than you. We need everyone listening to this show. Figure it out. Figure out a way we can stand up to the tyranny that we have in this country and in Canada and in China and in England and in Ireland and in France and wherever you live. We have lost control of our freedoms. It's up to us to get them back. How do we do it? Yeah, that's going to be up to you. All righty, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you about what exactly is in this vaccine and how it's going to affect the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. Stay with me. We will be right back.
This is Harvey Gott, and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media.
Alrighty, everybody. I'm going to read to you from an article that was given to me from shtfplan.com. That is shithitthefanplan.com. And a lot of you will say, oh, God, that's such an unreliable source. Who would listen to a website like that? These are where you get the truth because they're not censored. They're not the mainstream media. So you get more of the truth from these sites than any other site. I'm going to read to you from this article. The name or the title of the article is New Study: Shards of Graphene Being Transmitted from Vaxxed to the Unvaxxed. Now, Dr. Philippe Van Welbergen, in a recent study, has demonstrated that the graphene being injected into people via the COVID-19 quote-unquote vaccines is organizing and growing into large fibers and structures. The graphene is also gaining magnetic property or an electrical charge, and the fibers are showing indications of more complex structures within striations. In the latest set of slides of blood samples taken from both vaccinated and unvaccinated, Welbergen has shown that the ever-changing graphene is also being transmitted from those who have taken the vaccine to those who have chosen not to take it. That's a scary situation. Now, Dr. Philippe, we'll just call him that. It's a lot easier. Dr. Philippe is a medical director of biomedical clinics, and he was one of the first to warn the public of the damage being caused to the people's blood by COVID injections by releasing images of blood samples under the microscope. On February 12, 2022, Dr. Philippe returned again to Loving Life TV to release images of his latest slides of blood samples. So he has proof. He has the actual pictures of vaccinated peoples and unvaccinated people, their blood, slides of their blood. On Loving Life TV, he discusses the nearly 100 blood slides from both vaccinated, quote-unquote, and vaccine-free patients. His slides show that vaccine-free patients, in other words, those who have not received the vaccine, have been infected with vaccine toxins through shedding. So if you've listened to my show for a while, you know that I might have received COVID from vaccinated people, and I don't hold them responsible. Back in March of 2021, we didn't know. Hell, in March of 2021, we were told, get the vaccine, you're free, you can do whatever you want. They didn't realize that you would shed the virus. Well, there's graphene in there. I want you to listen. Karen from New Zealand sent me this video. I love the accent of the New Zealanders. God, I love it. But listen to this. This is Murofen. Murofen tablets. They have a label on the front of the tablet that we think is ink. It's actually graphene. Listen to what this young lady has found from the graphene.
So I saw a video the other day of showing how the black on Nurofen tablets that we think is ink is actually graphene oxide. And I decided to do the test myself. Now, it confirmed it to me after two tablets in the water, but what I did was I put in a whole week's worth of Nurofen into a glass. Now I'm just gonna swirl it a little bit because there's quite a bit of tablet debris at the bottom. But what I want to show you,
she is now putting a magnet to the cup.
the graphene oxide.
At this point, you can see the black from the graphene
in
oxide
the
following this magnet. They're magnetic.
Can you imagine? This is just a week's worth. If you've been taking Nurofen for a year, how much of this stuff is in your system?
So for those of you who don't know, Nurofen is basically an ibuprofen. It's a pain reliever. So this quote-unquote ink they're putting on the front of these pills is actually graphene oxide, which is magnetic. And I asked myself, why are they injecting? Because this is in this Dr. Philippe. He has proven that this is in the vaccines. The mainstream media is telling you, nope, nope, there's no graphene oxide in this vaccine. It's been proven that there is. So why would they put a magnetic substance? I don't understand. The first thing that came to mind is 5G for some reason. 5G is a military application. Does that have anything to do? Is this going to be controlling us? I don't know. But graphene oxide and some studies have proven, it's been proven that it causes lung issues in rats. Have you heard about all the issues with lung issues and clots in the vaccinated people? You probably have. So if you've got the vaccine and you want to get rid of this, Karen from New Zealand has given us the remedy, apparently. So according to Karen from New Zealand, in order to mitigate the effects of the vaccine, you must take vitamin C, vitamin D, selenium, zinc, and quercetin. It helps to get it out of your body. And as a side note, she does want to recommend, if with all the talk of nuclear war now with Putin, grab some potassium iodide. It's for radiation. I honestly can't believe I'm recommending that to you. But that's where we are in this world today. So before we go, I'm just going to give you a heads up. Keep an eye on the Paranormal Patriot and my personal Facebook page. I am going to be starting a Fundly account for one of our listeners. You've heard me talk about him, James Dunn, and his significant other, Sandy, who is going through hell due to the vaccine. Because of the vaccine, because she can no longer work, they are experiencing major financial issues, and I am relying on the listeners of the Paranormal Patriot to help them out. I'm sure James, if he could have a chance, would do that also for you. But keep an eye out for the Fundly page posted on the Paranormal Patriot Facebook page. If you have not liked it, please make sure you do so. And also my personal page. It's the least we can do. We want to help anybody we can. And this is really, financially the only way I can do it. And hopefully you guys step up and you help out James and Sandy, because honestly, this is their time of need, and I will be having that up within the next couple days. So if you're listening to this in the midweek, go to the Paranormal Patriot Facebook page. First off, like it. Secondly, find the link for the Fundly page and donate for James so he can get out of his financial situation that the vaccine has put him in. So thank you. Thank you for everybody listening. Without you, this show wouldn't be anything, and we wouldn't be as successful as we have been. I appreciate you listening. We will be back next week. I hope you take these words and know that the government's coming after you, and you better toe the line or find a different way. You've been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll talk to you next week.
You down, I got it now. Baby, something about you got me around. We should settle down, there's no reason to wait. What more can we allow? Oh, you good for now.